Oh, basically, Brian Smith was appointed as a consultant for this position, and I've been friends with Brian for almost 10 years now. And Brian rang me just before Christmas, and he said, would I be interested in the possibility of working with himself and with Serbian Rugby League in the best interests of Serbian Rugby League for the World Cup in 2017, but also working through the qualifiers and help Serbian Rugby League to reach their goal. What I know about it is that, I know that they're spending today and the last few weeks dealing with them is that they're very passionate, they're very, enthusiastic about what they're doing. And I think the feel around here today is that there's a really good cause and a lot of people working extremely hard to make this thing happen. So we can only hope that, that all them people that get rewarded for the work that they're doing.
Have you seen any videos with the previous games of Serbian national team?
Yeah, I've... Lago has sent me some videos and I watched some footage of some players individually and watched some test matches on YouTube to be honest, the skill level is quite high. The physicality is impressive. They're big, they're fast and they're skillful. Which is really impressing me at the moment, and the way that they're interacting as a group coming together today. I mean, it builds to have a good time and a good tour for this week, and I hope it all works well for Serbian Rugby League.
How much do you know, or do you know personally any of these guys who are playing here in Australia, who are of Serbian descent and who are playing here in Australia?
Apart from externally the boys from Manly, the Tom and in that, which is in the NRL system, but outside of that, the external blokes that are playing local league stuff and probably not so much. But I have to say is I'm pretty impressed with the level that Serbian rugby league is at currently and what they bring with a couple of boys doing a pre-season with Warrington and I'm really impressed with the centre. I think they call him Milos, I think his name is. He's very impressive with what I saw of him on the footage. So it reaches for a good time, and this is what this tour is about. It's not about the victories, and it's about us, getting together and making sure and exposing Serbian rugby league to, not only to the Serbians but also to the Australian community and also the Serbians within Australia to make sure that that they really follow what can be, a massive step for Serbian rugby league by being successful in this tour.
With realistic chances to see the brothers Trbojevic and Tom Opačić and I think Jordan Grant in the national team for October for World Cup qualifiers. Can you tell us something about Serbia's chances in qualifiers for World Cup?
Well, mate, that's a long way away and there's lots of work and I reckon I'd be probably taking a little bit of Brian Smith's thunder there because... when Brian gets into a system or when he is involved, mate, he's an astute coach and he's just an absolute professional in everything that he does. And for him to prepare this team, it'll be enormous. And I know that them players will grow enormously just spending time with Smitty. But for us, for Serbian rugby league, for them players that want to go and play for their country and represent their their national birthplace or their their heritage, that's massive for them. But it also shows what these people and what everyone's doing behind the scenes for Serbian rugby league is really paying off, and everyone wants to be part of it, which is infectious in that kind of environment. And I can't express it or how important Brian Smith can be for Serbian rugby league.
Mr. Jason, thank you, and I wish you a lot of success and one amazing experience with the Serbian national team.
Thank you very much.